yo, what up? This is, I mean, it's not irrelevant, it's irrelevant, but I just wanted to speak on it because people gotta start fucking, like, thinking. Alright, so, I'm scrolling through Instagram and I see, what does it say, Lil TJ, which is a famous rapper. I mean, the motherfucker is huge, from what I understand and from how I see it. He's a big artist, you know. He's got a couple hit songs, or maybe one huge hit song. I'm not sure exactly how many songs, you guys. I don't listen to him. Either way, fucking news report. Rapper Lil TJ is arrested for gun possession and gun and weed possession days after a prior, search that the police did on him. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you even do that? First off, you just got searched, so that means you know that the police are on you. So who gives you the bright idea to be like, oh, I gotta go get me my illegal gun, or buy an illegal gun, or however it went down. I'm sure he's got one on deck somewhere. And then have a bunch of weed, whether it was pounds or ounces. I don't know how much it was, but regardless, he got caught with it. And I just sit here and I'm like, are you fucking people stupid? Like, do you human beings not think? First off, I want to understand this. You might not be $1 million rich. Maybe you are off of that one single, but I'm sure, you know, the money's getting put back in, and he's also spending probably tons of money too. But how do you become a hip-hop household name, so to speak? You're in the spotlight. You're an up-and-coming rapper. And you get the bright idea to continue to hold illegal weapons, guns, whatever. It makes no sense to me. When does it stop? When do you think to yourself, oh, hey, with my status, whatever you want to call it, in the hip-hop game, maybe I should start playing it a little bit cooler, you know? Maybe I should hire somebody that I can afford to protect me instead of me carrying around and risking my whole career because I want to carry an illegal gun because I can't get my, you know, concealed carrier or any kind of carry license or whatever. It just doesn't make any sense to me, man. Like, in 2020, you know, with all the fucking people snitching on themselves on the internet and, you know, getting shootouts on live and toting guns on live, and, you know, and most of them are probably illegal. And these people don't get that they're telling on themselves. Yeah, okay, the cops don't know exactly where you're at in that very moment in time. When you're in the act of you know, brandishing a fucking weapon or holding, you know, waving it around or whatever the case is. Yeah, you know what? Maybe they won't be there. Maybe they won't be there right then and there. You know, and maybe that's why they think that, oh, I'll be fine, because they're not going to catch me in the act of doing it right now. You know, I'll be fine, like, I'm not gonna hold this joint all day. Yeah, but you might hold it tomorrow, or you might hold it the next day, or the week after that, or the couple days after that one, whatever. You know, and the police are marking that shit down. Like, we gotta realize that the CIA and entertainment go hand in hand, alright? And first off, you don't think that there are people out there that work for these companies and are figuring out ways to start trends so that they can get people to snitch on themselves? You don't think that that's actually a thing? And if you don't, you're fucking stupid. Because what easier way to get somebody arrested or indicted or get them off the streets? What better way than to have them do it their fucking self? You know what I'm saying? Instead of all the cops and whoever else is out there, county police, state police, federal, whatever, instead of them having to go out in the field and actually, you know, hunt you down, so to speak, all they got to do is just wait for you to tell on yourself. Why? Because they've made it a fucking trend that it's cool to get online and fucking tote your guns and talk a bunch of shit and talk about killing people when you're just telling on yourself, you know? I literally don't understand how people can't see that shit. Like, how do you not see that you're putting your life in danger? All for some energy that's gonna dissipate either way, because it never lasts, you know? The energy never lasts that you get from that. Everybody likes to call it clout, but I just call it a fucking energy exchange, because you put a video up, you putting out certain type of energy, and at this point it's, you know, that gangster energy, that negative killing energy, you know, that murder energy, and you put it out, and then they, the, you know, the public reacts off of it, and they give it back to you, you know, and you feed off of this shit, you know. It's how this world works, whether it's through a camera or in person, you're still going to get that energy regardless. Just people are fucking dumb, man. Like little TJ, you got a fucking career, dude. You have a whole career that some of these people out here are dying to get in position. And you're just gonna oh, fuck it. I'm little TJ, I can do whatever I want. Let me walk around with an illegal firearm and a bunch of weed. Well, see where that got you? You know, it's just sad, yo. As hip-hop artists, as gangsters, as, you know, street guys, you know, whatever you label yourself at, you gotta be smart. Why do you think the, you know, everyone always, the slogan is, you know, gangsters move in silence. Maybe not now, maybe back then, but gangsters move in silence. Because that's how you don't get caught. That's how you slip through the cracks when you're doing dirt, or you're toting around illegal firearms, or whatever. You gotta understand that. You know what I'm saying? And realize that certain things are being glorified so that you do those things, so that you can get thrown in jail. I mean, there's a separate agenda of... This fucking nose is running, man. This fucking sucks. As soon as it gets cold... It's disgusting. Whatever. But you gotta realize that there are separate agendas targeting people like Lil TJ or any of these hip-hop artists who, you know, claim to go hard or claim that they're gangsters or whatever the case is. Or even if you're not a gangster and you're still toting guns, same thing. They're targeting you because they figured that if they link up with the jail system, that they'll be able to make money off of you. And that's the whole point of it. We you know, give you the spotlight, and we program you with what's cool and what's not cool. And at this point, it's like the cool thing to get on live and tote your pistols or tote your AR around or whatever the case is. I mean, even to the point of, like, everyone, I always see everyone, like, you know, they get on live and they got to be smoking a blunt. Like, they got, everyone's got to know that they smoke weed. It's like, are we fucking 5 years old still? Like, why are we doing this again? Why do we think it's cool? Just smoke weed. Who gives a fuck who sees you? It just doesn't make any... What are you getting? Brownie points? Because, oh, look, he smokes weed. Oh, man, he's cool. Like, no. It doesn't work like that. You're not... You are, at the same time, incriminating yourself, whether you're smoking weed, you know, or whatever you're doing. You know, if you're doing something that's illegal or bad or negative, whatever... You're incriminating yourself because you're setting it in stone, you're putting it on the internet, and then everybody and their mother gets to see it. Not to mention the people who are going to screenshot it and save it, you know? Not to mention that maybe the hip-hop police or the FBI or whoever is watching it, and they're going to just save that just to keep it, you know, some type of tab on you. You don't know that. You don't know that because you don't do enough research to figure out that these things are set in place to fuck your whole life up, to put you in jail, in jail, so that they can make money off of you sitting in a fucking box, doing nothing, wasting away, dying, for that matter. I mean, Michael Jordan bought into that shit. Don't think I'm lying. Go look it up. Michael Jordan is a sellout. I don't give a fuck how great of a basketball player he was. The motherfucker sold humans out, alright? And he thinks he's gonna be alright because he's you know, on this certain tier of wealth that, you know, he can't be touched. But sorry, buddy, once shit hits the fan, you're done too. Simple as that. We all gotta realize what's going on, man. And, like, this little stupid shit's gotta stop, man. Little TJ, you have a fucking career, my dude. You are famous. I don't even listen to your music and I know who you are. That says something, man. You have a good voice. You make good melodies. You make great music, you know? Yeah, the content's not always there just because of what you rap about, but the fucking, the emotion, the melody, you know, and the songs are always on point because you know what the fuck to do, man. You be putting in work, and I commend you for that. But dog, man, in 2020, we gotta be moving different, man. Gotta move silent. If you're gonna do shit like that, and you're gonna fucking tote around illegal guns, why in the fuck would you want to put that on the internet, you know? Not saying that he put that on the internet, you know, because I don't know exactly how it went down. But regardless, people gotta be smarter these days. TJ, you gotta be smarter, my man. Like, that's fucking retarded, yo. But it is what it is. Hope everybody has a good day. And I hope we all start thinking fucking smarter, because that's what's gotta happen. I mean, if not, we're all gonna be fucked in the end, because you gotta use your mind in this world. And if you don't, somebody will use it for you. And then you're fucked. But peace.